don't just don't look at your portfolio. Don't do it. Everything is down. Whatever you bought, it's down. I'm sorry. But I need you to do me a favor as we get into today's backtesting episode. I need you to do me a favor. I need you to tell me two things. I need you to tell me what stock did you actually make money on this week? Because it probably wasn't very many if you're buying it. Maybe short selling it. We can look at that too. And then I need to know which stock took your lunch money. Because I think a lot of people just got beat up by the bear bullies out there outside the cafeteria. So don't look at your portfolio. We're done with that for now. But do go to the chat box, type in the stock that you made money on, the stock that took your lunch money, and we're going to get started right away.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Are you ready to finally learn how the market really works? Well, now's your chance. I have a free book for you over at secretinvestingbook.com. And this outlines 13 of the biggest secrets that Wall Street doesn't want you to know, like how to get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. This is everything you're going to need all in one place. And the way to get this is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. Now, this book is free. It is free for you. I paid for the book. I just need you to help me out by covering the shipping from my office to your house. So go to Secret Investing Book right now, get your free copy today, and I'll ship this out right away, and you can get the positively unfair advantage in the stock market by reading these 13 secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. So get your free book over at secretinvestingbook.com today.
The How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast is now exclusively on ShareVision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance. And that's where you can find us every single week over at ShareVision.com. Just head to ShareVision.com to learn more and type in 10-Minute Stock Trader in the search bar. Come like and subscribe. I can't wait to see you over there at ShareVision.com, the first dedicated streaming platform for the world of finance.
All joking aside, this has been a pretty stressful week since the last time we talked. The last time we talked was Fed Day when the market went up infinity. And I remember asking the chat, I said, hey, do you guys feel like the bull's back? And I got probably 50-50 split, bulls and bears. But clearly the bull left town, right? He left the check on the table and he bounced. And the bears, that's all that's here anymore right now. But I tell you what, that doesn't mean that you just have to quit, right? Actually, there are plenty of opportunities for you to learn to trade from the short side, maybe with puts, maybe selling stock shorts, whatever you want to do. And in fact, inside of my book, The Secret Investing Book, I have a whole chapter dedicated to bearish trading strategies around options. And I want to give this to you for free. So stick around later on. I'll show you exactly how to get that book for free. But let me know in the chat, what worked for you? What didn't work for you? And I am glad to backtest all these stocks. Let me catch up with the chat, see what's going on. My friend Isaac is here. Isaac, dude, I'm so glad you made it. Isaac is one of the people that I trade with every single day in the 10-minute trading room. Isaac, glad to see you. Jay made it. Jay is also one of our trading members. Hey, man, glad to see you. Happy Muhammad. I hope you are happy this week, my friend. It's been crazy. It has been crazy. Losing on Lucid big. That's okay. Actually, funny you say that. If I'm not mistaken, that's the one Money Mitch was making some money on. So, you know what? It's okay. You got to be smart. Got to be strategic. Maybe we can talk about that in a minute. Mondo, good to see you again. Zachary. I love that username because I can actually phonetically say it. Zachary, good to see you, my friend. Philip Hicks. Armstrong Flooring. Philip, do me a favor. Type in that ticker because I have no idea what Armstrong Flooring is right now. Let's go to Hurst Scrambler. Hey, good to see you. Muhammad's telling us about his trades. Jay says, hey, Chris. Bob's also one of my trading group members. Dude, this is awesome. Glad to see three of y'all here. Hurst Scrambler says, DVN. Dan Back says, got smoked on you. Thought it would rebound. Armstrong up 195. Philip, let me know what it is. AFI, cool. All right, let's do this. I'm going to start at the top. And I'm going to give you my perspective on the market. I'm going to show you some of my positions that we have on right now. And then we can get into your back testing, right? We can look at your stocks, and that's why I need you in the chat box to fill these in. That way we can make sure we're looking at your stocks. But first, let's take a look at the market, see what's going on. What's going on is everything is going down. It's been a crazy week, right? Let's take a look at this, right? The last time I was on was Fed Day. It was this big green candle here. And if you remember, I said, watch, we're not in a bullish trend yet. We're not there yet. There's a few things you need to see, right? What I use as criteria, I learned this directly from Steve Burns. Maybe you've heard of him. He's got like a billion Twitter followers at this point. But I worked with Steve for a while, and he taught me this. When you're looking at the moving averages to determine what trend it is, you need to look first at the 10-day, and you want to see it crossed over the 20-day exponential, right? It's nothing magical about these lines, but it gives you some perspective. In the last 2 weeks, is the price greater than the last 4 weeks? And then you need to see if price is greater than the 50-day exponential. So that's, is price greater than the last 10-week average? If you can see that, that's a bullish trend, but we don't see that. We see the exact opposite of that. Next, one of the other people that I worked with was Mark Minervini. He really told me about the market breadth and how important that is. And you can go look this up. It's called MMFI. And this tells you the percent of stocks above their own 50-day moving averages. And it's right now at 13%. It's a new 52-week low. So if you want to use that in sports analogies, right? Let's say that there's 11 football players on a field, right? Basically, 10 of them are sitting on the sideline and only one is playing on the field. Let's kind of break that down. If the market is bullish, if you're buying stocks right now, you want to see as much participants as possible, right? The market, you want to see a rising tide lifting all ships. But 10 out of 11 football players are on the field, are on the bench, and only one guy's left on the field. And even if that one guy is Tom Brady, he's not going to win any Super Bowls on his own. So yeah, personally, from what I can see, we are definitely, for sure, still in a bearish position here. Now, if you think so, in the chat box, type a bear emoji. If you can find a bear emoji, put in a bear emoji, because that's all I'm seeing right now. It's just bear setups everywhere. Here's a couple stocks that I'm trading right now. Apps. Got in at 29.19 with long puts, and it's getting monkey hammered, like everything is right now, right? This is the market to either own puts or short shares or cash. You just can't buy anything. Another one that we're in right now is in Goose. Canada Goose Holdings. They make those big old puffy jackets. And then one I just got in today was Overstock.com. This is set up for me today as a bearish position with long puts. So tell me some of the names you're looking at, and then drop a bear emoji into the chat box if you're seeing the same thing that I am. All right, a few more people chimed in. JC Jacob says, everything you have is cut in half. Okay, I appreciate you letting us know that, and I'm sorry that that happened, but I do have a really good final thoughts to go along with that one. If I can find it real quick on my other screen, I'll come back to it. 505, Mr. Alley is looking at Bros. Mona Lisa is looking at SYY. Her Scrambler says, Boyle's been crazy, right? Jay's looking at Q's. And Jay Rice, this looks okay, beyond puked. Disbeat. Andre has definitely got a bear emoji. Jay's got all the bear emojis. All right, let's start at the top, and we're going to go one by one looking at them from a backtesting perspective, okay? We're going to let the data tell us what has happened historically and interpret that to say if this makes sense to trade it. So I'm going to go to my strategy. So this platform is called TrendSpider. If you don't already have TrendSpider, it's really amazing, honestly. And if you need a discount code, the discount code you need is 10minute, 10MINUTE. That'll give you 30% off any plan. So the way that I do this, and let me move my head out of the way so you can see better, is we're going to build this with the condition of price on the close being greater than the indicator of the exponential 10. So price greater than the 10-day exponential. Hang on real quick. Let me clean up my charts before we do this so it's easier to see. I just want to see only the 10-day exponential. there, and there. Okay. So the entry points will be anytime it crosses above and closes above the blue line. The exit point is a close and cross below the red line. So let's build that again. Condition, price, close, greater than, indicator, 10. Now let's build an exit criteria. Condition, price, close, less than, indicator, 10. And then let's go for 1,000 candles. So that's 4 years of data. And we see that on overstock, this has a 500% gain on this one. So that's pretty sick right there. I love that. But let's go look at some of your stocks, right? Let's go look at SU. Let's go look at Happy Muhammad's here. SU. This is a great one. Check this out. This is why we backtest every single time. 32% on the stock. This is long, of course. 32% on the stock versus the stock being down 14% in the last 1,000 candles. Now, this number right here, I want you to just not worry about, right? This is the last 1,000 candles. It's a random entry point from 1,000 candles ago to today. How has it performed? What I want you to focus on is the middle number here, which shows the actual return on a strategy, a simple strategy. So yeah, that's a really good one there, Muhammad, but it's actually today as an entry signal. Today is an entry signal. Let's go look at CVE. Same thing. This is the entry signal I hit today. 149% on the strategy, just following the 10-day, nothing else. Only 74%, only 74% following the stock. So yeah, huge, huge alpha to be gained here using this strategy on CVE. Now, obviously, past performance is not indicative of future results. Got to say that. But historically speaking, this definitely is a good one on CVE. Let's look at UNG and Boyle. I know those are both natural gas. Okay, so surprisingly, only 9% on the stock and 7% on the back test on this one here. But it has had a pretty major run lately, from 16 with the close around 23, 22. So yeah, and today it closed above. So this is a valid entry signal as of today. And let's look at Boyle. Boyle is a leveraged ETF on natural gas. I don't know if it's one or two times, but same thing, but it has not quite closed above the entry signal, but this is actually a great lesson here. So let's go back to UNG real quick. So UNG is the natural gas ETF. It's not leveraged in any way. 7% positive return. Then we go to Boyle, which is a leveraged ETF. Has a negative 27% return. That's weird, right? That doesn't make sense initially, right? But think of it this way. The leveraged ETF works like the stock. So imagine if it's two times, right? If the stock's up 1%, the leverage ETF will go up 2% if it's a two times or three on a three times. It also works in the opposite. So if it goes down 1%, the stock is now down 3% or 2%. Because of the math behind it, leverage ETFs basically always go to zero and have to be reverse split back out. That we just proved mathematically, shows on the chart here, negative 27% versus the ETF on its own at positive 7. So really interesting. And Happy Muhammad, I'm really glad that you mentioned that. He's also taking a look at Lucid, LCID. Lucid Motors getting monkey hammered. Totally monkey hammered, right? The exit signal for Lucid really was back here in April. At 25. Now it's half of that price. But this is why we backtest. Look at this. So in the last 1,000 candles, really from the IPO, it's gone up 54%. Nothing too shabby about that from initial to now. Following the strategy is up 10 times as much. 500% versus 50%. If that right there doesn't convince you that you must backtest every single trade, I don't know what does. 497% on the back test versus 54% on the stock. Crazy, crazy numbers. Mondo wants to look at SPXS. Okay, got it. Again, leveraged ETF, got to be careful with these. Three times on the SPY, negative 54%. Let's zoom out a little bit. And on any leveraged ETF, it's going to be the exact same way. You zoom out, it's basically a 45-degree angle down. These only work in a very, very short time frame because of the math behind it. Negative 54%. Let's go to SH. All right, so this one again. So he's looking at short S&Ps, which right now have been pretty great. But still, keep in mind that ETFs, leveraged ETFs, are not long-term plays. Negative 24% on this one. So Mondo, I mean, in short term, these are looking really sharp. Long term, definitely not something I'm interested in. But way to go, dude. You're probably killing it on these this week. Let me scroll down to her scramblers looking at DVN. All right, DVN, positive 79%, whereas the stock is up 56%. So really sharp on that one, her scrambler. Liked it. Dan is looking at you. This is Unity Software. Whoa. Yeah, this one's looking rough. Look at that. High of over 200. Now it's down to 30. Oof. That's the market we're in right now. From 200 to 30 in the span of how long is that? 6 months? 8 months? The stock is down 56% in the last 1,000 candles, really since IPO. The strategy is up 45%. So that's 100 percentage point gain between the two. So Dan, definitely would want to keep that in mind. I know that this is just not working out for you, but the entry signal would be above the 10-day, and that would be all the way up at nearly 60 at this point. Philip is looking at AFI. Ooh. AFI is down 92% following the strategy and 98% in the last 1,000 candles. This is one that's just not got legs to it. So be careful on that one, Philip. JC says, everything I own is cut in half. And I think a lot of people are saying the same thing, my friend. Bros. Mr. 505 Ali wants to look at bros. Whew. Golly, everything. Everything is just cut in half lately. From 63 to 34. 18% on the back test, which is not too shabby. 23% on the stock on its own. But yeah, this one's not looking too sharp either. Mona Lisa's looking at SYY. All right, SYY is negative 7% versus 35. Now, when I see that, that doesn't mean it doesn't work. It just means you need to adjust the strategy. Maybe it's a 15-day, maybe it's a 10-day. Surely there's a way that you can backtest to find a positive expectancy here. But on the 10-day, it just doesn't work for this one. That's okay. Jay wants to look at the Qs. 78% in the last 1,000 candles, 33% following the backtest. Not a huge outperformance, but still, 33% is positive expectancy. But right now, that's not happening. The last week or so, it's just been straight monkey hammer down. Oh man, there's so many comments now. Hang on, I just lost it. There we go. Jay Rice is looking at Disney. Oh my gosh, just a vertical 45 degree down, negative 848 on the back test. So this one doesn't work on the 10-day very well. But you're doing okay, according to your comment there. So that's good. Beyond Meat got puked. $26, man. It's crazy, right? You can just look at any stock right now and just see just the destruction that's been going on. 43% positive versus negative 34%. That's a big difference there. Lots of bears coming through. There we go. Bear emoticon central. Perfect. I love it. Isaac, ice bear. Victor, Beyond's not looking so hot, my friend. Rivian. I can take a look at Rivian. R-I-V-N. Negative 28% on the back test. Negative 78% for the stock. Not so hot. They missed it big time. BRQS. Is that one? Or maybe you meant to put BROS? BRQS. Oh, yeah. There we go. Okay. Yeah, I'm not buying that one. Anthony. Listen, Anthony. I don't know anything about this one. But I do know that it's down 97% since inception. In the last 1,000 candles, and it's down 98% on the back test. I don't want this one. You can buy it, but I'm not going to buy it for sure. Victor! Dude, I am so glad to see you. Victor also trades with me. Oh my gosh, there's so much coming through here. You guys are awesome today. You know, there was one week where we came and like nobody showed up. This time, y'all are getting on it. This is awesome. Okay, let me take a look at AMD. Alexandre is looking at AMD. 92%. Nothing wrong with the 92%. Now, the stock clearly is up a lot more than that, but we can't control random entry points, but we can control strategy. 92%. Very cool. Hearst Scrambler says hit the like button. Yeah, I forgot. Please, if you have found this useful, or if we've talked about any of your stocks, go ahead and very lightly tap. Listen, I just bought a new iPhone, so I know exactly how much these cost. So very gently tap that like button, because I don't want you to damage that thing that you just spent $1,000 on. Victor, we already looked at Beyond Meat. Let's look at IMPP. Wait a minute. Is that some sort of like childish joke that I just got? IMPP? Still funny though. Look, I live with a 7-year-old and a 10-year-old. IMPP, that's a good joke. I like it. Mitch is laughing at that one too. 158%. That's a good one. I like that. Veru, V-E-R-U. 149%. Nothing wrong with that. That looks good. DM. He says, George thinks that we're at the bottom on DM. Let's take a look. Oh my gosh. There's not much. I mean, zero is about as low as it can go, and it's at $1.44 at this point. Negative 65%. Mitch liked that one. Negative 65% on the back test. Negative 85% on the stock. Yeah, I mean, George, you could be right. You could be right. That could be about the bottom. Isaac says, hit the likes already. Sam, I have a sentimental connection to Sam. When I went to college, so growing up, my parents, one of the things they would do is they would buy single shares of stock, you know, paper shares, and give those as gifts. And when I graduated college, my dad bought me one share of Sam Adams because that was my favorite beverage of choice. And it's still up on the wall over there. I'll never sell it, clearly. But yeah, Sam, the stock up 96% on the back test and 49% on the stock in the last 1,000 candles. That's a good one, Jay. I like that one. Okay. Getting close to time. Let me see. Bros was cut in half in 3 days. Let's go back to Bros real quick. Everything's been cut in half, Jay. It's really ugly. By the way, I know this is Dutch Brothers coffee. I had that the other day, and it wasn't all that great. I'm just saying. I didn't like it all that much. I like the blue cups. Very 80s retro feel, but like... Mitch has... Hang on, Mitch. I'm going to add you to the stream. Mitch literally has a Dutch Brothers cup right now.
It's all about it. All about the bros.
Yeah, that's good timing on that. But now it's worth half. So whatever you paid, it's worth half of that.
So like half the cup, right?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that was crazy. Okay, let's see. Jay says definitely like worthy. Philip's going to be last. And then I got a couple things and then we'll bail. M-U-L-N. This has been a fun stream today. Thank you guys for all the participation. Ooh, negative 88% on the stock, negative 38% on the back test. Now, I do want to talk to you guys real quick. This is what I call my final thoughts, and this is so important. All right, so one of my personal friends is Mark Minervini, and you probably heard of him, 2021 U.S. Investing Champion. I really like that Mark puts out a lot of content on Twitter. I like to share this. He says, the amazing thing is that people will still argue with him and defend bottom fishing and quadrupling down with no stop loss. Their case, it's a good company. A good company doesn't necessarily make a good stock. I like his point there. It doesn't necessarily make a good stock. And even when it does, a correction like we're in right now can outlast your ability to stay solvent. So here's the takeaway that I need you to take on this, okay? This is not me trying to pontificate or anything on you. It's me trying to share the words of wisdom from our friend Mark. You've got to control your risk. We mathematically prove that with the leveraged ETFs because the downside risk will work faster against you than your gains. Let me show you real quick on something like Amazon. Oh, wait, no. Let's go AMC, everyone's favorite. Let's go to AMC, and I'll show you what I mean by this, right? AMC is down from its high, and this is why you have to respect risk. Where's my chart? There. AMC is down from its high 83%. AMC is down 83% from its highs. To get back to that point is not 83% gain. It's 467% gain. That right there should be a big, wide, eye-opening moment for you. It's not 83% to get back to even. It's 400%, nearly 500% to get back to even. And I know a lot of people have been really struggling in this market right now, but the only thing you can do, the best thing you can do, is to control your risk. So, yeah, like I said earlier, I would love to give you a free copy of my book, The Secret Investing Book. The way to go get your free copy is at secretinvestingbook.com. When you go to secretinvestingbook.com, you're going to see my smiling face over there looking a little bit like this. And I'll tell you exactly how to get this book. It's just a couple bucks for shipping. And then I will ship you a free copy of The Secret Investing Book. And remember, like I said, this does have an entire chapter dedicated to bearish option trading strategies, which right now are coming in really, really useful. The way to get to that is secretinvestingbook.com. Thank you guys so much for letting me come and hang with you. This has been a really, really fun stream. It's not always this fun, so I'm glad it was today. And maybe it was a little bit of sunshine on your otherwise very cloudy, bearish parade. So thank you guys for letting me come and hang. Be sure to very gently tap that like button. Do not smash it. It means a lot to me to pay $1,000 for a phone and then smash it. Don't do that. Tap it lightly. And I'll see you here next week on Live Trading Backtesting. Thanks so much. Talk soon.
Hey, don't forget, before you head out, head to secretinvestingbook.com right now to get your free copy of The Secret Investing Book. This is how to finally get a positively unfair advantage in the stock market. And it has 13 of the secrets that Wall Street does not want you to know. And I want to send this to you for free today. Just help me by covering shipping. And the way you can do that is by going to secretinvestingbook.com. That's secretinvestingbook.com, and I'll ship this out for you right away. Thanks so much. I'll see you there.